This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is kind of a weird subject that we're going to talk about. I love it, though, man. These topics fuel me, and I hope you have the same feeling about this when I tell you. But I'm excited to talk to you about this, and here's my question. Would you want to live forever? Let me finish. Under Biden. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I was a kid, I thought I wanted to live forever. I did. And as I've gotten older, my body gets more, you know, gets less and less vibrant like it was when I was younger, right? In my 20s, oh my gosh, I was a specimen. You know what I mean? I was just built. So yes, I absolutely, you know, wanted to live forever. But when you get to your 30s, well, 30s, not so bad. 40s, hey, start thinking about it. 50s, and you're going, I got a question. Do I really want this? But then when you add under Biden, how about under leftism in general? Do you want to live under what we're doing? Would you want to fight this and have no chance of dying except through suicide or you get killed? So you have to be killed. Now, I'm just telling you that possibility, as much as I used to think when I remember I was in China, and I talked to a guy who dealt with longevity, and he says, oh, Kevin, he goes, right now, he goes, we have the technology to let people live an average age of 100. I went, get out. He goes, no, we have the tech. He goes, they won't release it yet because, now this was 20 years ago. He goes, because they want population control. But he goes, there will come a time where people live to be 200. And I thought about that and went, wow. If you're married 40 years and you live to be 200, nobody's going to go like, wow, and clap. That's like saying, you know, you've been together for 5 years. Nobody claps for that. What is middle age when you live to be 200? And what is the quality of life? When you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-grandchildren, and you got to take care of them all. They're all coming over to Grampy's house, right? Holy cow. How many generations of people can you have if you could live to be 200? What would be the population if you could? You get what I'm saying? Lots of questions here. And given that the world has gone crazy, can you imagine having generations of kids that are this stupid, that are committing the crimes that we see, the flash mob robberies, and the level of criminality that's in some of these communities, and you just have child generation after generation. And while you white people are talking about children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, black people will be two more generations more than you because we started having kids at 13. We're grandparents at 30. The Kevin Jackson Network is what you're listening to. And I'm Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. Leftism permeates all areas of society, dragging us down like an anchor on a canoe. And this is where we want to start talking about the world, right? As I contemplate the state of America, perhaps the world, I have to remind myself, folks, we may have crossed the Rubicon. Scientists have mapped the human genome a decade ago, 2 decades ago. People would have thought that was impossible. They mapped it. And get this, the supercomputers that accomplish that feat are going to look like the first calculators compared to what's coming in the way of computing when you start looking at quantum computing. I'm just telling you. Things are so easy and so quick. Remember dial-up modems, and now you turn on your computer, boop, your internet's instantaneous. The only thing that's slow now are light bulbs because they're LEDs. Here's what I'm talking about. Everything is getting smaller and faster. Smaller and faster. We have mRNA technology. We have nanotech that can go in and target very specific parts of the body. This is why we're living longer. And Elon Musk warned us about artificial intelligence, AI. And this is a multi-billionaire, the richest guy in the world, who says, I've seen what you haven't. And he happens to be brilliant, genius level brilliant. And he's telling us, be afraid. Be very afraid. What happens when machines become sentient? I don't know. I'm a firm believer that the brain is the most powerful thing ever. And no matter what you build, even though we can't outcompute a computer and all that, our ability to piece together patterns and do things is something far beyond what any computer, no matter what man makes, is ever going to be able to do. And maybe I'm just naive. But what happens when machines become sentient? In a world where you can live forever because the technology can keep you alive. Robin Cook wrote about this in a book called Abduction, one of my favorite books. And here's a snap from what how they described the book. They say a mysterious transmission from the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean leads a crew of divers and oceanographers to investigate a phenomenon beyond scientific understanding and to the discovery that will permanently change everything we have previously come to know about life on this earth. Amazing book. One of the best books I've ever read and has the best one of the best endings of a book that I've ever read. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but understand that the group of people referenced in this book live forever. And that concept may not be as far-fetched as it sounds. Take, for example, there's a jellyfish known scientifically as Turritopsis dorhinii or something. I can't pronounce the last part of it, but it's like dorhinii. The nickname for it is the immortal jellyfish. Most jellyfish begin as a fertilized egg, and that egg grows to a larval stage that's called a planula. And eventually, the planula attaches itself to a surface, and then it forms into a tube-like structure that's known as a polyp. And the polyp eventually buds, and then it breaks away, forming what's called an ephyra. A young jellyfish. And of course, the youngsters mature, they become sexually, you know, active adults, and they, you know, create more jellyfish. That's what every jellyfish type pretty much does. And then it gets tricky. That's what I want to get into in the second segment, in just a second. So understand this. We've got a new world, AI, we've got mapping of the human genome, and we have an organism that I'm about to explain here in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I honestly think that when you finally look at life and your mortality and you come to grips that you will not be around forever, it is truly a sign of maturity. Now, I'm not saying that people don't realize they're going to die. Not at all. I think you know that even as a kid, you realize people die because you see some of your peers die. I remember when Burl died in my class. I think we were in the eighth grade. And Burl got killed in a car wreck. And when they found his body, they said there wasn't really a scratch on him. It's like he had a heart attack. And then what was interesting is it was outside of the gate of the ranch that I grew up in. He went into a ditch. He might have fallen asleep or something. They theorized he had a heart attack. Now, I don't know. But I remember in the class, everybody's like, Burl died. He had a brother named Wesley. And they were like, well, we all kind of needed to think about it, and we were contemplating it, and I remember going to Burl's funeral, et cetera, et cetera. And so we knew we could die, but it still was a foreign, even though Burl had just died, it was still a foreign idea. And I remember Ray Evans died. A forklift fell on him. So you know you can die, but it's remote. You don't think about it. But then as you get older, you start to go, boy, you know, you're thinking, I remember when I figured out what age I would be at the turn of the century, and it seemed so far away. And now we're 23 years beyond that. And I'm going, whew, what age will I be when I die? Because I ain't getting to any more turns of the centuries. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we start contemplating things, and as we age, we get more mature, we start to contemplate, okay, what is my legacy? What am I leaving behind? Without any of that, what do we do? If you just know it's going to go on and on and on and on and on, do you care about legacy? Do you live for today when you're going to be 200 or 250 years old? So I was talking about this, the ability now to live longer. And what you will have to be thinking about when you live, when the average age is 100 and you live to 100, and then it's 120, then 140, then 200. And science is there. I wouldn't have believed it, but knowing now that they've mapped the human genome, that there are people probably developing drugs that can get rid of cancer, arthritis, and all that, and are the elites the only ones getting this? Think about it. They inject us with Wu Flu. Well, maybe they've injected themselves with something that let them live to be 500. I mean, when is Nancy Pelosi going to die? When is Maxine Waters going to die? When is George Soros? When are we going to be finished talking about these clowns? I don't think they've taken any. Nancy may have. She seems to be built on formaldehyde. But I don't know if I expect in the coming couple of years that we're going to see a lot of people in Congress going by the wayside, bloop, 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 just dropping like flies. And I'm not going to be too upset about it. But in the meantime, I'm telling you, there are people working on these things, and there are going to be ethical considerations for everything I'm talking about right now. I don't know if my kids will be making money on this podcast when they're 180. And people are going, that guy was so smart, that Kevin Jackson, gosh. But we're going to give a whole new meaning to old. So I was talking about this jellyfish. And they call it the immortal jellyfish, Teratopsis dornii, or nai. I don't know how to pronounce the second part. But they call it the immortal jellyfish. And what happens is it forms the same way every other jellyfish forms. But in this particular one, the immortal jellyfish, if it gets damaged for whatever reason, it reverts back to being tissue. Then it again develops into a polyp. And miraculously, the organism begins its developmental process again. So outside of the dangers of life, the things that eat jellyfish, that can kill jellyfish, this jellyfish can essentially live forever. And I said it's only a matter of time. When I learned about this, I said it's only a matter of time before scientists examine this organism and they want to understand the repeatability of its life. How is it regenerating? They will splice segments of this jellyfish's DNA into our own, and voila, long-living humans. And as I mentioned in that book by Robin Cook called Abduction, there's a group of human beings, they live forever. The only thing that destroys them is somebody killing them. They could, you know, die and fall off of a building. And in other words, they can commit suicide and they can die. But if they don't do any of that, they live forever. And always, what makes me interested about fiction writing is Robin Cook started theorizing about this years ago. This book was written, I think it was released in the year 2000. This book is 23 years old. And it's talking about a concept that I bet is being discussed. Now, did Robin know about it 23 years ago? I don't know. But the possibility exists. And, you know, we keep talking about medicines and, you know, we just came off of Wu Flu and all this stuff. And we're talking about mRNA, changes to our DNA, altering our DNA, etc. And I'm telling you, I believe this stuff has been going on for decades. I don't think, I mean, I don't know much about Robert Cook. I know he's a medical doctor. But somebody's whispering in his ear. When you consider the possibilities that come from gene splicing, folks, the world becomes very scary. And I'll give you another example. There's this worm. It's called a planarian worm. And these worms seem to have a limitless ability for regeneration. You can cut this worm in half, and it will function as two separate worms. Now, that is the ultimate cloning. You've seen these movies where, you know, like in The Thing, where they poke the guy and his blood splatters and then it runs off and becomes separate entities. This is where we are. But let me give you something on this last one. It's a bacterium. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but the last part of it is Radiodurans. And I call it the cockroach of bacteria because it's resistant to basically everything. This particular bacterium can reassemble its genome even after it's been in intense heat or radiation and return to life. It has the nickname the Lazarus microbe. So I repeat, folks, the scary thought of living under leftism forever. No matter how much one could regenerate, the idea of living under the craziness of leftism, and I want to tap out. I think it's only a matter of time, though, before science achieves this pseudo-immortality, and we're facing these types of decisions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One person dead, four hospitalized, and a massive manhunt has been in operation in the Midtown area of Atlanta after police say a man with a pistol walked into a medical building and started shooting. $5 million, the bond for Francisco Oropesa, the man captured last night after a four-day manhunt in southeast Texas. He's accused of killing five neighbors on Friday. Ukraine's president says his country was not behind what Russia claims was a drone attack on the Kremlin intended to kill Vladimir Putin. Some experts worry it's a false flag operation by Moscow to justify new attacks on Ukraine and possibly Zelensky himself. The Federal Reserve has again raised its benchmark interest rate, taking it to 5%. The federal funds rate is what banks charge each other for overnight loans, but it sets the stage for other interest rates, especially mortgages. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can only imagine kids growing up today, the level of confusion they have in sexuality and gender roles, things like that. Gender, in general. Gender roles. And what was it? Oh, geez. It was something I was watching, and they talked about... Oh, I know what it was. I was watching Naked and Afraid. You watch this show? You guys watch it occasionally? Yeah. So, there's a show called Naked and Afraid. And no, it's not about being alone with Bill Clinton, which it could very well be. But it's about... They take these two people, they put them out in various places around the world, and you go out there and you have to strip down butt naked. They give you two items... items to survive with. Most people pick a machete or a fire starter. They give you a pot so you can boil water, and you got to go out there, and it could be super hot, some cases cold, but you have nothing, no body, no cover, nothing. You got to make your shoes and all that, and you got to fend for yourself for 21 days, generally speaking. And they change it up, whereas sometimes for the fans it's only 14 days, and for the super people that do it and know how to do it well, they go to 40 days, etc. So I've watched the show, and invariably, you're malnutritioned, you barely get water, all you care about are the basics of life. And that's what's really cool about it, because everybody goes out there, we're going to kick Mother Nature's butt. And as soon as they say that, I just start laughing, because I go, if you think you're going to kick Mother Nature's butt, you picked the wrong butt to kick. Well, they go out there the first day. Sometimes it's okay, but generally speaking, they get a rude awakening. There's no refrigerator to run to. There's no air conditioning. You're out there in the elements. You're around wildlife that can kill you, bugs that can kill you, mosquitoes attacking them, gnats, sand fleas, you name it. You name the peril, the pestilence, it's there. It's terrible. And from day one, every time I see the show, I go, I don't know if I can do this. I'm a tough dude, but I don't like mosquitoes. I don't even like gnats buzzing in my ear, or mosquitoes, and they land. I mean, you should see these people. They will be beat up, bitten up. In one case, they were walking across just to get to day one for the first deal. They had blisters on their feet. The ground was so hot. They had blisters on their feet. I could go on. So... But here's the deal. At the end, when they survive, at the end of the 21 days, I just watched one the other day. The lady went there. She was, they all try to pack on a little bit of weight. The guy, who wasn't very big to begin with, he lost 32 pounds in 21 days. The woman, who was bigger than he was, she lost 16 pounds. Now, here's what I'll tell you. At the end of almost every one of these episodes, the guy has lost massively more weight. I'm almost double the woman across the board. Now, I remember when Melissa would tell me, it's tougher for women to lose weight. I'll be like, ah, that's just an excuse. You ladies got lots of excuses, because we would get into these weight competitions, and I'd drop 7 pounds in 3 days. And she's like, how do you do that? I go, I'm used to cutting weight. I was a fighter. You cut weight. And she would go, I just can't do that. And I'm like, you just ain't trying hard enough, woman. You know? No. Physiologically, women don't lose weight as quickly as men. I don't know why. And it's not me, you know, I'm not telling you I'm a medical scientist. I did not sleep at a Holiday Inn Express. But what I can tell you is I've watched enough Naked and Afraid. And every time, not some of the time, every time, the man loses more weight than the woman. They're eating pretty much the same, but our biological, our metabolical clocks, or not clocks, but our metabolical systems seem to be faster because it's every time. So that's the difference. There is a difference between men and women. There's a difference in our bone structure. Women are built to pass babies through. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to have a deep discussion about women and motherhood and having babies and father and fatherhood and all that. And I think it's going to be a very vibrant discussion as a layman. And I'll get experts in to refute me and say, well, refute this. They're my opinions, but they come from watching stuff like Naked and Afraid. And, of course, having a little bit more background knowledge than I pretend to have. But I want to move on because I want to talk about this whole trans thing. See, Joe Biden is the trans president, the LGBT president. And here's, when you think of the craziness of Joe Biden, understand, folks, that he is charging up the hill with the enemy shooting down on him as he tackles this particular issue. If we allow the Democrats to win an issue where they claim to want to protect women and they allow trans men to go over and dominate, if we can't win this argument, shame on us. I don't know that Republicans can, by the way. Here's Wiley Gaines talking about Leah Thomas. But they're going to play a clip of Leah Thomas saying, people need to understand what I'm going through as a 6'4" male swimming against women and dominating them. Here's a clip.
Back to Leah Thomas, if I could, because in a recent podcast, Leah was very critical of her UPenn teammates for supporting her transition, but being on the fence about her competition. Here's what she said.
They're like, oh, we respect Leah as a woman, as a trans woman, whatever. We respect her identity. We just don't think it's fair. You can't really have that sort of half support. They're using the guise of feminism to sort of push transphobic beliefs.
What do you say to that, Riley? Is it possible to support a person's transition, but then at the same time say, wait a second, you're a 6'4" biological male. I'm a 5'7" female. It's not fair for me to be competing against you, particularly given all of the work that I put in to do this while you were swimming in the male division.
Absolutely, it's fair to say that. What Thomas is doing in this podcast is simply gaslighting people into feeling like they're wrong for feeling uncomfortable in the locker room, feeling like they should be okay with stepping aside and smiling and allowing these men to take our spots on the podium, take our titles, take our scholarships, take away our opportunities. And I've talked to several of Leah Thomas's teammates, one even just yesterday after watching this podcast, who informed me the gaslighting that Thomas was portraying in that video was what they dealt with all year last year. She's informed me of some really heartbreaking, awful stories that resulted in emotional blackmail by both Thomas and their university into trying to silence their voices, suppress their voices, trying to make them feel guilty for wanting fair competition and safety in their sports.
And now
The word that comes to mind when watching this podcast is sheer entitlement and selfishness and an utter disregard towards women.
The last part resonates the most. The utter disregard towards women. And I keep coming back to this, and I jokingly said this, that While real men are considered toxically masculine, fake men go over, pretend to be women, exhibit real toxic masculinity like this Leah Thomas man, and the left will protect them. The left condones this kind of nonsense. You know, again, I'm going to say this one more time. If we allow them to win this argument, we can't win anything. This is one where there have to be women on the left saying, this is idiotic. You know, it's funny. The biggest demographic that tends to vote for Democrats are college-educated women. Now, college-educated, well, I'm going to take out college-educated because, God, it used to be that meant something, right? It meant that they had a higher level of thinking. But let's just say that intelligent women supposedly are the ones who want to vote Democrat. They are in the throes of the biggest philosophical discussion ever involving women. And I can't imagine with all that education these women possess, they aren't saying to themselves, this is a slippery slope for us. Because what is a college-educated woman going to be in a decade if you allow trans men to declare themselves to be women? Now, we had a clip, I don't know if we have it here, but one where a guy, he flip-flops. He's a man when he wants to be a man, but he comes over and he's a woman. And I think, oh, I know what it is. We got it. We'll play this clip because it's got Mari Yamaguchi. She's a track, well, she ran marathons. And she's talking about this guy that chooses to be a man to run a certain marathons, but then he'll run in an all-female marathon and dominate. But in the men's, he can't. But she gives probably one of the best, the best way to think about this topic, honestly, that I've ever heard. She gives statistics that blow your mind and make you have to recognize there is a dramatic difference between men and women, physiologically, that you cannot shake. So we'll get her comments, but also Martina Navratilova commented on this and said, this is unfair.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
This whole trans thing is a distraction. It really is. We have much more important issues to be discussing than this marginalized... Not, to be honest, we're not even marginalized. This practically... I mean, such a small community, and I'm not dismissing them. I'm really not. I think every human being has a right to be heard and respect. But what I don't like is the way it's being forced down our throats. And I'm sick of it. And I think the world is sick of it. Yeah, and, you know, gay folks can be treated poorly in other countries. Not here. They aren't treated poorly here. But in Muslim countries, for example, they are. But I will tell you, when you look at the level of... You know, how much complaining they do, you know why there are countries that say, Just don't admit it. Just don't bring it out public. You know, you want to be that, you better keep it under wraps. You can almost understand it. Because when they come out publicly with it, it's like, you're going to accept me no matter what. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't have to, and I'm not going to. And by the way, I know what I just said makes some people a little squeamish. Like, Kevin, are you saying you're okay with oppressing gays? No. What I'm saying is, I understand why some people do. Why some cultures say, we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let this come out. Because you're too big of troublemakers. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. They are troublemakers. My producers are like, it's controversial. Controversial what? They're troublemakers. If you want to, again, be what you want to be, but don't try to make me accept you. I don't accept a lot of heterosexual people because they got problems too. I'm going to go into detail. I did a sneak peek on the group that I won't accept, which are pedophiles. I won't accept them. And, Kevin, you're comparing gay people to pedophiles. Okay, fine. If that's the way you want to, you know, look at my logic, that's not the case. What I'm telling you is I don't have to like what you stand for at all or on the continuum. I'll put it this way. I don't like murderers, but I have friends who've killed people. Oh, yeah. Some of them were police officers, some of them were military, some of them did it in self-defense. Some of them did it because they made a mistake. Well, at least one of them did. I accept them. There's a certain limit. But if like, for example, if my murderer friend was a mass murderer who was killing people and eating them, if it were Jeffrey Dahmer, I'd say, you know, I used to know Jeff. We were friendly, but we're not anymore. I used to know John Gacy, you know, before I realized he was the gay-killing clown, you know. Yeah, there are times when I will cut bait. I won't fish. But if you have a rational reason to say, Kevin, I made a mistake. Got in a fight with a guy in a bar, you know, hit him in the nose. The guy fell down, dead. I served time for manslaughter. I'm not going to hold it against you. I could have done that. Could have been me. So, you get what I'm saying? I'll accept you. But here's what I won't do. Listen, everybody that has in the bar fight and has manslaughter, you know, I'm going to be down with your cause. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, you know what we probably should learn how to do? We should learn how to de-escalate. So I tell my kid, he's learning how to drive. He'll see people, they cut him, you know, get mad at him or whatever. We have that little thing on the back of the car that says, I'm a new driver. But people still get mad. I go, no matter how mad you get, you are separate from this vehicle. And people don't realize that. They think that car is, man, I'm in my big truck, you know, I'm tough. You get out of that truck, you're not so tough. And there are people that will challenge you to get out of the truck, and there are people who will drag you out of the truck. Just be cool. Be calm. Apologize. Sorry. You know, if they cut you off, just go, woo-ha, and move on. Not saying I'm easygoing about it, because I haven't. I've lost my cool in the car. Some of you have. Anyway, I want to talk about this issue, and I want to play a clip from Mara Yamauchi. I think his name is Yamauchi or Yamaguchi. She's a runner. Check this out.
A transgender runner beats out thousands of women at the London Marathon. Glenique Frank was competing in the men's competitions around the world as Glenn months before running in the women's race on Sunday. Female athletes are voicing their frustration, and this is what Frank had to say.
This will be 17, and I'm doing the six majors, so I've just done Tokyo a week rest, but girl power!
A two-time Olympian runner has had enough. She joins us now. Mara Yamauchi, thank you for being here. You know, you say it's unfair. Let me let you make your case.
It's absolutely unfair. Males run on average 10% faster than females, and this is at the lower end of the male-female performance gap. In punching power, it's about 162%. In jumping, it's between 25 and 30%. So the female category must be for females at birth only, and it's specifically designed to exclude male advantage. So people like Glenique Frank are very welcome in the London Marathon, but they must compete in the male category because they're biologically male. I want to just point out from your introduction that Glenn, as he calls calls himself when he's a man, Gurneet when he's a woman, actually ran the Tokyo Marathon last month in the female category. He ran the New York Marathon last November in the male category.
Did you get those statistics that she gave out? 10% advantage for men in running. 162% advantage in punching. Let's just say 150%. 162 is pretty exacting. 25 to 30% in jumping. I told this story before. I remember when the first lady dunked. And it was, ooh, she dunked in a basketball, in an actual game. It was a big, lady just dunked in a basketball game. It was a big story. Stuff that high school boys do every single day in sports is heralded as, look at the women. One finally dunked in a basketball game. Wow. I just remember thinking, this really, the ordinary is extraordinary for women. In other words, high school boys, and this is a fact, high school boys, you put together a high school boys, a few high school boys teams, they would dominate the WNBA. Younger boys would dominate, not just win a little bit, they would dominate. The sport wouldn't even exist. And you wanted to let transgender men do it? Here's the rest of it. By the way, this is a horrible interview by Dana Perino. She's fibbling and fumbling. I mean, I do it, but I'm not getting paid millions of dollars. But I'm going to let you hear the rest of this because Mara Yamauchi brought up some amazing points. Oh, she already did on these statistics, but here's the rest of it.
And so one of the things you're frustrated with is that you wonder, where is everybody to stick up for women and girls sports? Because you talk about the training that you went through, and not only are you robbed of a possible win, but you're also now starting to see scholarship money, sponsorship money, not going to actual women who have taken all of these risks, gotten up early in the morning, done all of this in order to try to win.
Yeah, so to give you an example, in 2009, when I was still competing in the marathon at elite level, I was ranked second in the world in women's road running, but in that year alone, more than 1,000 or at least 1,300 men ran faster than me. So if we didn't have the female category on it, you know, for females only, I would be a complete nobody. Every female would be a complete nobody. We wouldn't have females in sport. That's why the male and female categories exist. And yes, we have to be inclusive, but categories exist for a reason, which is so that females, children, masters athletes, people with disabilities, and lighter males in some sports can compete fairly and take part fully in sport.
I love how she ended that. She gave you the categories. Masters. In fact, I just watched the other day a guy who was 65 and over, and he ran a 13.4 in the 100 meters. That's moving for a guy dang near 70 years old. He broke the under 60 record, this guy did. And I told Melissa, I said, you know what? I think I might train to break that record. She goes, are you serious? I said, yeah, I think I can. I think I can run that, you know, right now, in fact. And if I trained, I could probably break the record. Here's what I will tell you. I'm comfortable in saying there's not a woman that's going to beat me in that race. And we have to recognize this. And what Mara Yamauchi is saying, she's saying, look, whether you're masters, disabled, she gave these different categories, and every one of those categories is there for a reason. A 60-year-old guy is not going to compete with 40-year-old guys. Linford Christie, track racing, you know, cohort, Linford in his 40s ran a sub-10 second 100 meters. You can't compete. And I keep coming back to this. Where are we going to get people that can take the logic of science and actually apply it and win arguments on behalf of conservatism?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.